All right, then you take white red, just, and just pour it through there.
Strain it
through there.
You were talking about, was there a place around the barn where they might let all the animals, you know, roam around?
Yeah, just turn them loose.
Out
in the yard. And
was that fenced in?
No.
Okay. Now, you were telling me about cotton. Tell me about some of the work you had to do early in the year when you planted cotton, before you picked it.
Oh, you have to hoe it in like grass and stuff, what we call then chopping cotton.
Uh-huh.
Everybody chop cotton, you know, that lives on there. Get out in the field and chop cotton. Most people carry two rows, chop cotton. And it's depending on how long it was. And most of them that I remember was real long rows. It takes sometime a day, maybe 2 days to chop them. And you're cheering, you know, your mother had to train you how to chop cotton too.
Okay.
But I was just one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. And,
well, I have chop cotton.
Now, Emma, when you were about June or July, they say the cotton was
getting about ready.
Yeah, about ready what?
It getting about ready. Well, then it just had buds on it. And when you chop cotton.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, then you have to go back out later on after it rained that week, you know, you have to go back and re-chop it again because grass and weed will grow up so fast.
About when the cotton started to get over there in the rows, they said that was when you couldn't get in without breaking the stalk.
Right. Like when the cotton start hanging over in the row, then, you know, you didn't thin it out enough. Because
mm-hmm.
while you chopping, you also had to thin the cotton out.
Yeah. You laid it by, didn't you?
Right. Laid it by on the side there.
Okay, that was when?
About August.
About August.
Then start picking about August, October.
Yeah. Now, some of the things that your mother had in the house to cook with, you know, when people eat now, they'll their best dishes, they call out their best one.
You had jars to drink out of.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when you got marinated or something in a jar, you always kept that jar
mm-hmm.
for canned or something.
Yeah.
And we had those kind of jars. And she had some tin plates. And she had one or two pie pans. And then later on, you know, when she started working for the Yankees, she gave Mama, I think, about a first set of dishes, and it was from that wheat counter dishes. And from then on, you know, my mother just started collecting dishes. My daddy's mother had some dishes, and she gave them to my mother before she died. My mother kept some old dishes and stuff.
Yeah.
So she kept those, which are now, they're selling for China. You know, back then they were just dishes to us.
Yeah. Did y'all have water in the house?
No. Had to go to the spring.
Where did you carry water in?
Water bucket.
Was it metal or?
Yeah, a metal bucket. And you had a dish pan. And you had a dipper to drink water out of.
Uh-huh. Now, in the kitchen, you might keep something along there to feed the animals with, you know, when you scrape stuff into this. That was a what? Kind of a bucket or something that you might kitchen?
A slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
You'll hit one of those. All the scraps and stuff, all it, you know, if you had a dog, you throw through them out. And if you had some scraps, stuff, you save them. If you had a dog, there was very few scraps then.
Yeah.
Because everything was so scarce.